Proclamation of British Sovereignty over Antarctica, 5th of January 1931. This proclamation is handwritten on a long sheet of rag paper that's about 50 centimetres tall and about 30 centimetres wide. The beautiful copper plate handwriting in ink is slightly faded with age, but still very legible. Entitled Proclamation, it reads, "In the name of His Majesty George V, King of Great Britain, Ireland and the British Dominions beyond the seas, Emperor of India, by Sir Douglas Mawson. Whereas I have it in command from His Majesty King George V to assert the sovereign rights of His Majesty over British land discoveries met with in Antarctica. Now, therefore, I, Sir Douglas Mawson, do hereby proclaim and declare to all men that from and after the date of these presents, the full sovereignty of the territory of King George V Land and its extension under the name of Oates Land, situated between longitudes 142 and 160 degrees east of Greenwich, and between latitude 66 degrees south and the South Pole. Included herein are the following islands: Curzon Archipelago, Way Archipelago, Dixon Island, McKellar Islets, Hodgman Islets, vests in His Majesty King George V, his heirs and his successors for ever. Given under my hand at Cape Denison on the 5th day of January 1931. This was handwritten by A.L. Kennedy on behalf of Sir Douglas Mawson, who has signed and dated the proclamation in the bottom right corner. Object Label. At Cape Denison on the 5th of January 1931, Douglas Mawson recited this proclamation while the Union Jack was raised behind him. Expedition members removed their hats and solemnly sang God Save the King. Later, a plaque stating that British sovereignty was asserted was nailed to the flagpole.